I have been eagerly awaiting this package. Let's go open it. For the past 6 months, I've been working on a ring for the Blessed Mother. I've designed and redesigned. I've worked with a few different jewelers to find the best quality for the best price. And finally, it's available today. So why a ring? As you know, I am constantly encouraging total consecration to Jesus through the Virgin Mary. So what symbol does modern man use to show a commitment? He uses a ring. Rings symbolize family, tradition, but most importantly, the gift of one person to another, a gift of self, a total commitment. In Marian consecration, we give ourselves totally to God, with, in, and through the Virgin Mary. The goal of the Christian life is union with Jesus Christ, and through Marian consecration, like Jesus, I give myself and entrust myself totally to her, and she makes my growth, my wellness, my salvation, God's will for my life, her primary concern. So, a ring does a few things. Yes, of course, it does remind me of the commitment that I've made to her and to God. But also, it reminds me that she commits herself to me. She takes our concerns and makes them her concern. Now, any ring can serve as a reminder of a commitment, but there's something very special about this ring, and that's why I've gone to the trouble to make it available to you. And so I'm going to share with you now what makes this ring in particular so special. Its symbols and the words, they're heaven sent. In 1830 in Paris, France, the Virgin Mary appeared to a nun named Catherine Laboure. In one of the apparitions, she showed Catherine two images. The first, an image of herself standing on the head of a serpent, crushing his head, standing on a globe. This calls to mind the book of Genesis. There's also allusions to the book of Revelation. And in addition to this, she has rays coming out of her hands, showing that she is the mediatrix of all grace. Around this image are the words, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. We often forget that this prayer was written by heaven. The second image is a cross, and intertwined with the cross is the letter M, to show Mary's role at the foot of the cross. Underneath this symbol are the two hearts, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. All around all of this are the 12 stars. Our Lady told Catherine to have a medal struck. She promised that graces would abound for those who wear it with confidence, especially those who wear it around their neck. There were so many miracles concerning this medal, the medal of the Immaculate Conception, that it began to be known as the Miraculous Medal. Why were there so many miracles attributed to this medal? Yes, because Our Lady made the promise, but also the symbolism. The symbolism, the truth that was being proclaimed, was backed up by the miracles of divine grace. The theology is so profound that it is fitting that it be on a sign of our consecration. One last thing that is often forgotten that makes this apparition unique is that St. Catherine describes Our Lady as wearing many rings. So finally, how can you get this ring? I will have information in the description section of this video. In the future, if anything about this video changes, I will put that in the description section. I will also include the links for the graphics and the design in case you want to use your own jeweler. I want to be totally clear. I do not make a single penny off of this ring. This is 100% at the service of the Virgin Mary and for our own spiritual benefit. The jeweler does make a commission from his work and his materials, rightfully so. Now, before ordering, make sure that you go to a department store or a jeweler and get your finger sized before ordering. Now, the ring comes in several face sizes. The one that I am wearing is a medium. I encourage women to get a small, men to get a medium. If you're a man and you really like a big chunky ring, well then in that case, get a large. Now once you get your ring, I encourage you to get it blessed. I personally had my ring blessed with the blessing of the miraculous metal. Why? Because it has all of the necessary elements to be a miraculous metal. In addition to that, regardless of where you get your ring, regardless of what kind of ring you get, take your ring to the Blessed Sacrament. Put it at the feet of Jesus and say a prayer. It doesn't have to be this exact prayer, but something to the effect of, "My Lord and my God, I give you all that I am and all that I have, and I give myself to you through your mother. Help me to love her just as you loved her. Help me to entrust my life to her as you entrusted your life to her. Help me to obey her and submit my will to her will, just as you submitted your will to her." Then take the ring to a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Kneel down and say something to this effect. It doesn't have to be these exact words. "Blessed Mother, I love you. Please accept this ring as a sign of my love and my fidelity to you, as a sign of my consecration to you. I offer you all that I am and all that I have. For the glory of Jesus Christ, your Son, I give you everything. I hold nothing back. Help me to kill my own self-will and my own self-love and replace it only with a love of you and a love of God and a desire to do your will, which is also God's will. In return, I ask of you, Blessed Mother, just to give me yourself, to treat me as you did your divine Son, as your very own." My brothers and sisters, use your own words, but totally surrender your life to the Virgin Mary. Let her live and act through you. The Holy Spirit wants to renew the world. Just as He did 2,000 years ago, He wants to use Mary to bring Christ into the world. Surrender your entire life to her. If you live Marian consecration, you belong entirely to Mary, and she gives herself back entirely to you. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you very soon.